The following is an exclusive interview with Dr. Aziz Dwaik. Dr. Aziz Dwaik is the current president of the Palestine Legislative Council. The interview was conducted last Thursday, February 16th, as part of an Arab Talk interview. Arab Talk co-hosts Jasran Nam and Jamal Dajani interviewed Dr. Dwaik from his office in Ramallah. Dr. Dwaik was elected as president of the Palestine Legislative Council over the weekend, and this is his first exclusive interview to an American audience. For more information about Arab Talk, you can send us an email to arabtalk@kpoo.com, or you can visit the KPOO website at kpoo.com.
Oh, very good.
Can you please put into the context for our listeners, how is it that Hamas came to win the elections? This is a earthquake in the world political scene that Hamas has won. What was the context?
Okay, brother, go ahead.
What was the context for Hamas to win?
I'll tell you one thing, actually. Hamas people are sincere in their defense for the rights and the interests of our Palestinian people. This is one thing. The other thing, we have given our society a good example in the cleanliness of our hands and our pockets. Compare that to the others who really showed every kind of corruption in dealing with the public money and in dealing with the Palestinian issue as a political one. So far, they did not show any kind of trust to be kept instead of being missed and given to the Israelis.
Let's talk about the corruptions.
Yes,
let's talk about the corruptions for a couple of minutes. I read reports that that you have $700 million, almost close to $1 billion, missing now from the Palestinian treasury. How would something like this happen for years? I mean, for an organization that is surviving on international financial aid, when the average Palestinian does not have enough food and shelter, that we have over $700 million missing?
It is not a matter of $700 million. It's a matter of $7,000 million, and could be more than that. And the future will show you the size of corruption that we've been suffering from. And I think so many files should be opened, because we would like to make a kind of diagnostic process to know where did this money come from and where did they end up with. Who did this job of corruption, and who are responsible for taking this public money from the budget of the PA? You know, the problem is that there are so many people who did not do their job as it should have been done. And right now, we will do our best to correct and show every kind of transparency, so that the rest of the world would know that, as I just mentioned, our hands are clean and our pockets are tightly closed. We really have a faith, and this faith gives us an obligatory action that we should be all the time trustworthy and honest in dealing with the public money. So we hope that we'll give the best example for the others in dealing with the public money and serving the interests of our people. There are a lot of money which we lost, and we hope that we will be able, through our good conduct and giving the best example in putting our house in order and bringing the money back to the Palestinian budget.
How are you going to also unite all the Palestinian street? Now you've won. Now we expect you to be honest. and we expect you to adhere to the platform that you have conducted yourself by, reform and change, and, and hopefully you bring the perpetrators, the thieves, into justice. But now you have to unite all the Palestinian street. How are you going to do that?
Right now we are calling for unity government from all the factions, but we will not accept in our ministerial cabinet any kind of corruption or any kind of corrupt person. We will review the files and the CV for each and every person and try to find out how was he or her conduct, his or her conduct before. Then we will put together our cabinet where we will have the best people, say, for example, some technocrats and some good people in their behavior, and the people who they have a very good history and a very good background. Then afterwards, we will go to open the old files to see what happened with them. But our main concern right now, is to bring all the people together, because the Palestinian burden is so heavy, and no single faction can do the job by itself. So it is a must and necessity to bring all the people together to establish a unity government. Therefore, we called and continue to call upon our brothers within the different Palestinian factions to join us in this effort and endeavor, so as to bring our house in order and to show every kind of goodness and good faith and good conduct in our behavior.
Dr. Aziz, for people who don't know what Hamas platform stands for, could you help our listeners a little bit with the platform, the principles?
Okay. Actually, our main concern all the time, the interests of our Palestinian people. This is one thing. The other, we would like the whole world to realize the fact that we are the Palestinian people who are living under occupation. In our opinion, occupation is slavery. And those who are living under slavery, they need emancipation. Therefore, we call upon peace lovers and everybody in the in this world who love goodness and righteousness to help us in emancipating our people from occupation, from the slavery of occupation. Somebody is asking us to disarm our resistance movement, and we say, guys, how come you call upon us to put aside our arms while the Israelis are committing every day and night atrocities against our people? You've seen on the TV screens how many school girls have been killed, how many children have been killed, how many houses have been demolished, how many olive trees have been uprooted. I have statistics, an easy statistics, which appeared just last year. It was around 1 million trees and thousands of acres of farmland have been destroyed in the Palestinian territories by the Israeli occupation army since the beginning of the Intifada on September the 28th, 2000. And right now, our people are suffering so much. We believe that occupation is slavery, and we call upon all the people of the world to help us and to show full respect to our insistence on keeping our resistance as long as occupation exists on our land. Whenever this occupation will leave, then our resistance movement will turn to become an army to defend the Palestinian land and to defend the lives of the Palestinian people who are the victims of an ongoing atrocities and genocide in Palestine, in the Holy Land, in Jerusalem, and around Al-Aqsa Mosque.
What about the right of return? I, as a Palestinian living in exile, and millions like me, over 5 million of us, we watched in horror as Oslo came and the Palestinian Authority was on its way to give up the right of return for people like myself. What is the position of Hamas on this?
Frankly speaking, our great leader, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, who was assassinated by the Israelis, and our second great leader, Dr. Abdulaziz Rantisi, who also was assassinated by the Israelis, are refugees like yourself, my dear brother. These people and us, all of us, we are the victims of an ongoing atrocities by the Israelis. Let me tell you that our main priority, actually, and the first priority for us, is to keep the Palestinian issue alive and the rights of the Palestinians. First, the right of return. Second, the right for self-determination, pretty alive until we, inshallah, achieve our goals. As I told you, do not despair, but the future will be ours. Do not despair as long as the future is ours, and hopefully it will come true that each refugee will go back to his home. The land is missing its own people, and inshallah we pray for Almighty God to bring you back, you know. But we will keep these rights alive, and we call, as I mentioned, upon free people in the world to emancipate us and to bring our people from the misery that they are living in refugee camps to go back to their homeland and to their holy land in Palestine.
Dr. Aziz, there has been a lot of discussion coming from the European Union, from France, and from Washington, calling on Hamas to have certain demands before they will be recognized. How is it that Hamas will deal with these unrealistic demands that are being placed on it as the new political force in Palestine?
Frankly speaking, brother, the United States, Mr. Bush and Mr. Solana in Europe, they are calling upon us to recognize Israel. How come we recognize Israel while Israel doesn't recognize us? It's not only that. Israel doesn't recognize even our basic human rights. So I think this is, the United States is claiming that it is promoting democracy. What we have seen so far is that the U.S. and so many countries, I mean the governments, the people are really good, but I talk about the policies of the government, instead of showing that they are behind their democratic values, we see that they are behind their hypocritic values. Democracy has been changed into a new term. It is hypocrisy and double standard, which have been used by the West in general. I insist the government and the people are really good. We do love them and we do respect them, but we are against these policies of injustice that the United States is promoting all over the world, and the Europeans in so many instances, they are promoting hypocrisy instead of democracy.
Yes, it's so ironic, Dr. Dwake, that the only country in the Middle East right now that has actually practiced democracy is Palestine, and now people are kicking and screaming that they don't want to recognize the democratic rights of the Palestinians.
Yes, they bear witness, really, that our elections was transparent and it reflected the true feeling of our people. Even Mr. Carter said that it was the best elections which I have ever heard or witnessed in the world. And afterwards, you find that the United States is trying to go against its own democratic values. This is what I'm trying to call all the time. Instead of promoting democracy, the United States is promoting hypocrisy.
Today, the government of Israel just announced, maybe about 4 hours ago, that they will stop all goods and products from coming into Gaza, and that they will deny money coming in and deny people coming in out of Gaza. This is an attempt that this statement came from the Prime Minister's office as an attempt to squeeze, as they said, Hamas into conforming to what they want. How will we deal with this issue right now, Dr. Dwake?
I'm telling you, our people have a real experience in dealing with the occupation, and we really endured all the Israeli practices. We kept so far our steadfastness on our land, and we have the right on our side. I think the Israelis are doing that out of despair. We would never give up the rights and the interests of our people. And I think, as I told you before, the future is ours. It doesn't work on the side of the Israelis or the other enemies who do not, who really oppose their own values. So far, we are saying that we will keep our steadfastness, and we believe that the free people of the world and our Arab and Muslim brothers will come to our help and aid. And we do not care much, really, about the Israeli practices, because we have accustomed to this kind of practice, which is against humanity and against the humankind in general.
You're listening to KPOO 89.5 FM. This is Arab Talk with Jess and Jamal, and with us from Palestine by telephone is Dr. Aziz Dweik, and he has been elected to the Palestinian Legislative Council. I have to ask you, Dr. Aziz, moving into another subject, the issue of the caricatures that has been that has surfaced in Denmark, the attack on the persona of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and actually just yesterday again the release of what I call it the sequel to Abu Ghraib or Abu Ghraib 2, the abuses that the American soldiers have been practicing on the Iraqis. Do you have any thoughts on this issue?
Allah, I have many thoughts. One of them is the fact that these people who are trying to undermine the image of our Holy Prophet, peace be with him, and peace be with all the messengers of God, Jesus, Moses, Abraham, and the others, this kind of distortion of the images of these great symbols is against the humanity at large. This is one thing. And the other is it is out of ignorance, because the Prophet has been sent but as a mercy to mankind. I don't know how come the main purpose of sending this messenger of God, this great messenger of God, which is a mercy for mankind, has been distorted in the image of these ignorant people. This is one thing. And second, is this a freedom of expression? How come this freedom of expression transgresses the rights of the others, especially other religions in the world? I think there is some kind of hatred in the hearts of those people, and out of ignorance they are doing that. So the other thing, I think that there was an intifada in Palestine when Sharon entered the Holy Mosque, the Grand Mosque in Jerusalem, in Al-Quds. And right now there is a very big uprising, intifada, all over the Arab and the Muslim world, which will not and would never work for the interests of the West in general. I think the West should go back and review its stand against Islam. And at the time when we are promoting international peace and trying to build the bridges of understanding between the nations of the world, we see that the West, instead of supporting our efforts, they are transgressing our rights and trespassing the our sacred symbols. So I think what has happened so far is showing that Muslims do love their religion and respect their Prophet, peace be with him, and they are ready to defend these great symbols and sacred symbols of Islam. The West is doing as if it is self-destruction by doing so, and increasing the resentment in the hearts of the Muslims and the resentment all over this area of the world, as I call it, the Muslim and Arab East.
Dr. Dweik, what message would you like to send to the American public now who are listening to you? What message would you like to send about Palestine and the elections in Hamas?
First of all, I like to tell my fellow Americans, whom I do love, and I lived with them for a long period of time and know exactly how pure their nature is. Do not listen to President Bush and your American government, because it is destroying your image all over the world, and this thing will have a very serious and dangerous consequences in the future. About the elections in Palestine, I like to say that, look, guys, how the United States have changed its policy from promoting democracy into promoting hypocrisy.
That is the voice of Dr. Aziz Dwaik, who's just been elected to the Palestinian Legislative Council in the recent elections in Palestine. Dr. Dwaik, we want to thank you very much for being with us, brother, and having you back on our show, Arab Talk in the United States, here in San Francisco.
Okay, thank you very much. And please say hi to everybody in the American West. Thank you and bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Aziz. Thank you very much.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam.